back, everyone. I'm J.R. Flatter, and our distinguished guest today is Ms. Kara Parker. Kara, would you mind introducing yourself to our listeners?
Yes. Well, J.R., thank you. You say I'm a distinguished guest, and as you know, you and I have a long history together, so I'm excited to be here with you today. As J.R. mentioned, I am Kara Parker, and I'm with C. Parker Consulting, and we do a lot of work when it comes to leadership and from the organizational side. So we kind of look at bringing the two worlds together, the people and the organizations, to really find that sweet spot and that synergy, that success in between there. JR and I have worked together for several years. I actually worked for him, and he was a mentor for me as I was getting my MBA, and then decided to branch off and start my own company. And he was nothing but supportive of that. I live locally here in the Fredericksburg region, and am working currently on my PhD in industrial organizational psychology. So it has that leadership and that organizational flair to it. And I've turned the corner into writing my dissertation. And so that's very exciting for me as well. My passion is really seeing people and organizations come together to form success. And when you can find that success between the two, that is where everyone can really succeed. And I keep saying that word success, but that's really what it's about. If you can be self-actualized and the organization can be profitable and making money or providing the services and products, then it's beautiful. And so that's a little bit about me. JR, thank you.
No, thank you for being here. And yeah, you do have quite a distinguished career. I think both of us will not list any dates or ages or anything, so give ourselves away too much. So our peers are our listeners and viewers. So if you think about yourself being an entrepreneur, yourself being a doctoral candidate, yourself being a consultant, a coach, a leader, anything that would come to mind that would be strong advice or an information source for our listeners?
For me, it really is about having a growth mindset. And when we think about the two between a growth mindset and a fixed mindset, I have to think about it from a positive perspective, meaning I see that we as humans are organisms, and you know that organisms have to fuel themselves or they die. And I see that learning and that growth, whether it's through formal education of a PhD program or whether it's through some coaching or self-development, logging on to your YouTube channel here, that growth mindset, I think, is so important, because if we are not learning and growing and developing ourselves, we're dying. And I think it's so easy as leaders sometimes to get comfortable and say, well, I've been there, I've taken that class, or I've read that book, but there's always something that we can do to better ourselves. And I think along with that, JR, is the resiliency that has to come from that. And when we think about the growth mindset, I also think about that way of being positive and having positive conversations with each other, having positive conversations with our peers, with people that we interact with, people that maybe report up to us. I think that, along with having positive conversations with our self-talk, goes a long way. And not to get too scientific, but we really are focused on the kind of that self-coaching and that growth mindset and thinking about the future and not kind of dwelling in the past. It opens up and lights up those neural pathways for us in our brains. So there's a lot of science behind it as well that shows the importance of this positivity and this growth mindset that we see through fMRIs. And so there's definitely something to that. In a fixed mindset, unfortunately, we kind of get stuck on our failures. We get stuck on the past. We get stuck in our history. I say sometimes we can't get out of our own minds or our own way, so to speak. You kind of say you're either good or bad at something. But when we have the fixed mindset, when we have the growth mindset, it's really a level of being curious. And that curiosity is such a great leadership trait to have. And it's the challenges that help us grow. And then when we look at failure, it's an opportunity to grow. And I'll tell you, JR, last week, I personally had a professional failure. And that was really, I'm still working through it, quite honestly, and trying to get past that. But I know because of that positivity, that resilience, and that growth mindset, that I'm going to work through it and I'm going to come out stronger on the other side.
So you mentioned growth mindset several times. Remind me, I'm having a senior moment here, where do we get that from?
There's a good book out there called Conversations Worth Having, and it's Jackie Stavros is one that I like. Also, Dweck does one around the growth mindset, and he really talks about the growth as the basic abilities can be developed through dedication and hard work versus our fixed mindset, as he describes that on the other side, is we're really, that's when we get stuck in documenting our intelligence and kind of defending ourselves instead of that curiosity and openness.
Yeah, thanks for that. I knew as a doctoral candidate, you'd have those references. I have become a PhD, so I forgot all that stuff.
I doubt that.
So it's funny because just last week I was reading that very book again and reminded myself, wow, I'm doing that. And I have been in the same event that happened probably 30 years ago. Let it go already.
And that's, it gets stuck in our psyche. And like I said, I didn't want to get too sciencey, but the truth is it does, it gets stuck there. And, you know, I'll take it a step further too. There's some discussion and you can read both sides of this. Are leaders made or are they born? Mm-hmm. There's the happy medium in there. I think we all have gifts and talents that we are built or we are born with. And how we nurture those grow, but having that growth mindset, we can develop our leadership.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. So the third section here is, this is the secrets of, and so it's part of being a distinguished guest, you got to give up one of your secrets.
One of my secrets. All right. Well, I would say it's confidence. I'll pull on that thread a little bit around some kind of practicing that positive psychology that I was talking about earlier and really developing that confidence. And there's a couple of ways I would recommend to do that. So I'll get really practical here in this next section. Number one is just having good self-awareness starts to build that confidence of, hey, this is what I do well. This is what I don't do so well in. And where do I either need to go get those skills that I'm not doing well in, or do I need to work with someone to compensate for those weaknesses or those skill sets? But let me play over here because I know I'm good here. The second one is, I would say, is from developing that confidence secret is to develop your own personal board of directors. And I think that's beyond networking. We all have great networking events that we go to and, you know, kind of handing out your business cards and gripping and grinning. But I'm really talking about your trusted board of directors that you can call and say, I'm stuck, or share your successes with, that you know that they'll get excited for you and with you. And who also aren't afraid to give you some hard feedback and kind of maybe some things you don't want to hear. And the third piece, I would say, around that confidence secret is to help others be successful. So the University of Virginia has a whole theory when it comes to team development. And they believe that the number one success factor for a team is that everyone on that team wants to see the other team member succeed. And I call that the got your back. And when we help others succeed, that gives us confidence and we kind of look after each other in our circle of peers.
Yeah, again, I just reread Patrick Lencioni's five dysfunctions, and you've reminded me of that fifth one, looking out for the outcome of the whole team, not just the outcome of yourself.
Yeah.
So here we are being a couple of geeks, a couple of PhD geeks.
I know.
So the last thing I'll ask of you is, mm-hmm. we're always trying to build the network of voices that we're offering. So who might be a couple of voices that our listeners would benefit from?
First person I would recommend is Mr. Glenn Richardson. He is the owner of Sage Leadership. He's out of Leesburg, and he does a lot of coaching at the executive level, some government and some private as well, but more from that executive side. And I think that's a really important distinction to make, because when you're really at that C-suite level, you're worried about very different things than maybe a junior level or a mid-level leader is. So I would recommend him, Mr. Richardson. And then another colleague of mine, Angie Dabbs, she is, I call her a very, very practical leader. So she will, she has lots of tools, lots of templates, and she can take the theory and she knows all the theories, but really boil it down into how to make them work. And one piece that you might find interesting is that she is the chairwoman of the International Coaching Federation for Maryland chapter this upcoming year. So I think both of those would be good people for you to interview and work with.
Interesting. Yeah, thank you. Gosh, listening to you just brings up so many other things we could talk about. But out of respect for your time, I'm going to let you get back to your life and get back to your business. But couldn't thank you more for being a distinguished guest with us and providing us your insights.
Pleasure, and the honor is all mine. You know, I'm always on your team.
Take care.